successful business or cool idea or landscape or school or whatever it is, but a model of something that's functional, that's going in the direction that we're trying to go, is really, really worth a lot. Paradigm, it was originally really brought into our vocabulary by a philosopher of science named Thomas Kuhn, who wrote a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. But he was really the first person to look at how we start with ideas that everybody really accepts, and then we start to run into little glitches in them, and things aren't quite working, and then gradually more and more stuff isn't working, just the way the old Earth-centered solar system. They kept having to add on these little epicycles and strange little systems to account for why some planets sometimes move backwards and things like that, until finally, you know, Kepler and Galileo and those folks came along and said, no, if you put the sun at the center, it fixes all of that. And that was the paradigm shift that was needed to correct all the problems. And we are in the midst, I think, of an enormous paradigm shift where, for the whole history of the human race, the main challenge facing us has just been meet human needs. And it didn't really matter how we met them as long as it worked, right? We could just harvest whatever food we needed, cut down whatever trees we needed for fuel, because it was an enormous planet as far as we were concerned. Our impact was pretty negligible. So it was just meet human needs. That was our paradigm. And now, with 7 billion of us, it suddenly becomes meet human needs while preserving ecosystem health. There's this whole other piece on it that we have to take into account. And in order to do that, you have to make that shift over to whole systems thinking, because ecosystems are whole systems and we're embedded in whole systems. So that, to me, is the gigantic paradigm shift that the entire human race needs to be making and is making right now, is from just simply meet needs any old way to meet our needs while preserving and enhancing ecosystem health. That's a pretty big shift. So permaculture, I think, is part of that paradigm shift. And in order to grasp permaculture, you have to see that paradigm shift as something that is in the process of happening. There's a recent article out there.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Okay, hello. Hey, it's Wednesday. It's 3:10 p.m. or 3:06 rather. It's 4 minutes off the mark. And you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, Vancouver, on unceded Coast Salish territory. You're listening to the opening excerpts from Pomegranate's Nicholas Jarre's album / soundtrack, modified soundtrack, new soundtrack, alternate soundtrack for the 1969 USSR film The Color of Pomegranates. Old USSR, USSR, not the new USSR. And as he describes it, it was a sort of happenstance set of ambient creations that happened to, upon his watching of the film The Color of Pomegranates, an art film classic, to match the mood of the images that he was identifying. And so we're going to listen to it for a bit longer as I attempt to match the mood of this spontaneous playlist to the happenstance of current day machinations, political malarkey, election era data, and other current events. Thank you.
Thank you.
4 minutes off the mark. That's the theme of today's show, 4 minutes off the mark. Always missed connections, phrases passing by on the wind. Ramsey, new album out on 1080p, check it out. After this, we're going to hear some Cara Liz Coverdale out of Montreal.
CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
All right. So, encountering some technical difficulties in the studio, as it turns out, the best possible thing that could have happened to the spontaneous theming of today's Cue It Up episode live from UBC Vancouver campus on unceded Coast Salish land. 4 minutes late, 4 minutes past the mark, before the mark even, because you can be late or too early sometimes, just missing that definite spot in time when things would have worked out for the best. you're looking behind you, wondering what could have been, like, what could have been if the track that I meant to play played, but for a myriad of reasons, it has not come to pass. And instead, we're going to give this another... Well, first of all, you just heard Ramsey's Land of Kush off the album Hoodie Kush, which is out on 1080p now. Very exciting. Ramsey, out of Montreal, has just recently moved to Vancouver and has been making a lot of waves. I've heard great things about her live performances. Be sure to check her out sometime if you can. And word is, there will be another album from her coming out on Gennaro soon. Before that, we heard Nicholas Jar, the album Pomegranate, a sort of alternate soundtrack, as is the call to artistic action of legitimate conceptual electronic artists of the world today, to take classic European, or in some cases, Asian animation, and render them artistically potent with new soundtracks, alternate tellings. DJ Spooky, I remember having done something for DJ Spooky, having done something for the Cabinet, Dr. Caligari, Nicholas Jar doing this for the color, sound, taste of Pomegranates. 4 minutes off the mark, the theming of today's show. And one note tricks point never, doing something for another film. Wow, what a sequence of things that are not particularly useful in this timer. I'm sorry, I'm really just bluffing my way for time on today's episode of Cue It Up, 4 minutes past the mark. So yeah, I'm having a bit of trouble getting the standard hardware to work, but I'm going to see what I can do, because it seems like human error, more than anything wrong with the technology in front of me. That's the secondary theme of today's show, human error. So we're just going to listen to some classics that I had on my phone. Nico, The Marble Index, Lawns of Dawn.
Thank you.
Buried Trig, and coming up now, see, Fortman's off the mark. Missed phrases, missed moments, everything going down the drain terribly here only on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish land. Cue it up. And now you're listening to Tra's Empty Airport. It's the eponymous track, Empty Airport. You can understand it from the sparseness and the listlessness and the sense of terrible dread that is indeed an empty airport. It is a building vacant of life and the things that give us comfort. And what we have left are only those monuments of industry and steel and terrible, terrible weight that will be here long after we are gone. So you have that to look forward to. Uncue it up. 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Hey, it's John. Just need to cue it up. CITR 101.9 FM, live from Vancouver, UBC. You can see the coast of Irish land. What you just heard was Empty Airports from Tra. And before that, you heard Cara Liz Coverdale's. What did you hear from her? Buried Trig, off the album Aftertouches. And both of those artists sort of, play with, I guess you'd call them phantasmagoric dream worlds of machines and stoic objects, things, you know, non-moving, non-blinking, breathing, pulsing. But, you know, the pulses that emerge in those sort of spaces, that track off of Tra's album is actually somewhat atypical of the album's content. It is the most of it extremely abstracted and without the sense of rhythm that you find in that last song. But, you know, sort of finding what emerges in that ambience that isn't really created by the sort of fallout or detritus of people rather than something that's even designed to be for someone, for a person listening. Just the incidental qualities of these uncaring, inexorable, immovable objects. Which is why I put a vacuum cleaner up right now. Not just because it's a soothing acoustic sound, but because I was interested in the same sense as these artists in exploring the intersections of man and machine to interject my voice and vice versa, have the vacuum cleaner interject its voice into mine, and to discover what emerges in the afterbirth. If you would like to tell me about my project, and if you'd like to tell me about, cue it up. I'm gonna be at the White Visitation show tomorrow. White Visitation, out of Mexico City, with locals. Minimal Violence, which are releasing a tape on Gennaro, coming out in August, I believe, right on the heels of, well, not on the heels, preceding, actually. I played Ramsey earlier, and she'll be releasing a tape on Gennaro as well. But yes, tomorrow, White Visitation with Minimal Violence, Nervous Operator, Derivatives, I think? Ask around. It's going to be a good show. Check it out. White Visitation, doing big things. Got an interview on Resident Advisor a few months ago. Kind of, you know, it's cool. You know what else is cool?
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Cut its cake. Big time. full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Okay, let's play some music.
Thank you.
more of these. Hold on. We need, like... Yeah, okay. So you were listening to White Visitation. It was good. It was good stuff, wasn't it? But that was Maintain. And it's from a few years ago, but you know, he's been hitting up. He's been around. I'm hearing from a host here at CITR two things. Actually, no. First, a few more record scratches because we need to put things to a full halt. There have been some serious grievances made on air by yours truly, Jonathan Q. On Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, live from UBC CITR, Vancouver. Number one. White Visitation, who you were just hearing, is going to be on The Burrow, our resident Andy Resto show, this Monday, this upcoming Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Gee, I hope that's correct. And also, I made an error. That show with, Minimal Violence, Derivatives, the other one, and White Visitation, is going to be, in fact, on Saturday. That is July 25th, Saturday. Do your normal Thursday habitations, doings, be of the Thursday, and don't depart from that pre-planning schedule that you have created for yourself. Coming up next, we have Asian Wave. And as always, it will be a well-researched, just compact slice of mainstream pop ephemera from just another part of the world, all Chinese, Korean, and Japanese, Taiwanese pop music. And Steve, who is the host of Asian Wave, will guide you through each track with a bit of translation, bit of a cultural and literal translation, but also telling you, you know, what's going on in each scene, what each artist represents in each area. It's just a very informative show if you're into the music. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up next. And we have 5 minutes left on the show. So I am either going to play a track from Minimal Violence, which, again, will be one of the openers for White Visitation at this Saturday show, or I'm going to put on some more of The Vacuum Cleaner. We really can't know. The truth is not yet open to me. As always, this has been Cue It Up. Today's theme has, number one, been 4 minutes late, missed connections, or 4 minutes early. 4 minutes out of sync. That's what we're all looking for. Synchronization, I think. And we had a second theme, but I forgot what it was, so we're just going to go to the thing. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for what will be an undeniably more robust show, a more fibrous show, a show packed with more of the essential nutrients that you require to get through the day. Thank you. I was like telling y'all that like we need like 50 more record scratches. Well, okay, 4 minutes late. Themed the show as I was telling you, being out of synchronization, I was looking at the wrong clock. This show still has 4 minutes left on it. Actually, 2 minutes left. Can't even get that right. So we're gonna play one more track before Steve Zang goes on air, and yes, it's going to be a good one. We're going to listen to... Oh gosh, I actually didn't think that far ahead to this part of the program where I would have to consider what like, gets played, who plays it, what goes on. Oh yes, Dean Blunt. Dean Blunt out of the UK, very renowned R&B/hip-hop experimenter. Infamously a collaborator with Inga Copeland for the project Hype Williams, just released a B-sides album for his extremely acclaimed black metal from last year, and we're going to listen to a track off that.